Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit, Ephesians 2:19-22. These verses of Scripture are written by the Apostle Paul, who had visited in Ephesus and preached unto the people, saying that they should believe on him which should come after him, speaking of John the Baptist, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, Acts 19:4-5. In their obedience to the gospel, they had become the church of Christ in Ephesus. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he reminds them of the time that ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, Ephesians 2:12. From being without Christ and without God, they had become the household of God, are the habitation of God. Now they dwelt in God, and God dwelt in them. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. 1 John 3:24. Our being the habitation of God is completely dependent upon our obedience to the commandments of God. Jesus Christ had purchased this habitation with his shed blood upon the cross of Calvary. Feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood, was the instruction which Paul delivered unto the elders at Ephesus, Acts 20:28. The household of God is the church. In the church we know God and Christ and become his saints. The church was carefully planned and brought into reality by God, according to the good pleasure of his will, Ephesians 1:5. Our adoption into the family of God is the church. This divine institution has been established upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. This truth fulfills divine prophecy. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is become the head of the corner." 1 Peter 2:6-7. This stone is the rock upon which Jesus promised to build his church. "Upon this rock I will build my church." Matthew 16:18. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.